Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you so much for joining us today. This will be an absolutely jam-packed, vital transmission, as every broadcast is, but as the days and weeks pass, it's more and more clear to everyone that we are in dire straits and that the world government is making its big move against free humanity, and we are here trying to ring the alarm. Sounding the alarm on a worldwide scale, rallying the population to fully awaken and take action against the parasite ruling class, the criminal class that has seized control of our planet. Illegitimately, fraudulently, criminally, sadistically, it is not just our right, it is our duty to throw off this oppression. Now, they talk to us like children and tell us to sit down and shut up and they deny their public operations. They openly announce world government, world banks taking over. And then if you criticize it, they say, sit down, shut up, it doesn't exist. I was on ManCal syndicated radio show, and they had Blues Travelers, I think it's a pretty good band, in studio with them. And the guy was making jokes at me, I guess the lead singer, going, well, Mr. Jones, it's like Star Trek. We're all going to have a one world government. It's going to be good and happy and friendly. And I just didn't even really respond to the guy. I just said, look, pal, if they get what they want in place, the globalists plan to kill the majority of the world population. They're already putting poison in your water, poison in your food, poison in your shots. And he just laughed. It's so funny to them because it's a childlike, decadent brain out there that has lived in the lap of luxury in a free republic. And now the free republic is dying. It's in its death throes. It's in agony, bleeding from thousands of cuts. And all these people that are just so weak-minded have no idea about history or what governments do or what elites have done. And that's why this tyranny we face is so horrible, because never has there been a more decadent, slug-like, spiritually obese, slovenly group of people than we have in the major cities of the industrialized world. They are just spoiled, rotten brats who are completely brainwashed on decadence and weakness and mindlessness, and who think it's cute to laugh at those warning them, who think it's fun to be ignorant, who just revel in their weakness and their patheticness. They revel in it. Let me tell you something. The New World Order revels in poisoning you. They revel in putting cancer viruses and aluminum and mercury in your shots. They revel in engineering the GMO to give you cancer and to sterilize you on record. They revel in chemtrailing you with aluminum dioxide and barium salts. They enjoy, they relish, they love, like a gardener loves planting rose bushes or picking peas off a vine, or someone who runs a vineyard and loves making the wine. The New World Order likes bashing weaklings like you brains out. Well, not me. I have the courage to face reality. I know reality. I know I'm right. We have thousands of the enemy's own internal documents that have fallen into our hands thanks to great sacrifice and many people that were killed for it. And we are going to stand up against this dehumanizing force. We'll be right back with all the news. Stay with us.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Steve Shank, eFoods Direct. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are live. It is April 14th, 2010, on this Wednesday edition, the day before the fleecing of the American people with the illegal, unconstitutional income tax paid directly to the private Federal Reserve banking cartel. Gerald Celente, top trends forecaster, will be with us for a full 2 hours today in the third and fourth hour. All right, let me just read over the headlines, and then I'm going to go back through these stacks. Gold rises, aided by weaker dollar. Gold higher as U.S. dollar index weakens, crude oil rallies. IMF prepares for global cataclysm. 12 reasons why millions of Americans are incredibly angry about the state of the U.S. economy. Nearly half of U.S. households escape federal income tax. They've been running these stories the last week. Total lie. None of you escape it. None of you escape it. I'll explain. Tory lead narrows amid huge voter disenchantment. Club of Rome behind eco-fascist purge to criminalize climate skepticism. EU moving to make it illegal to criticize the environmental criminals that want to take over society. Gingrich defends global warming commercial with Pelosi. Yes. Yes, conservatives are learning who their leadership is. Oath Keepers withdraws from D.C. rally over violent threats. Army report says Christians threaten U.S. foreign policy. Russia engineered air crash that killed President Kaczynski, claims Polish member of parliament. We now have new video from the crash where you can hear gunshots. It looks like the crash, looks like the same woods. We don't know if that's real. We're going to cover it. Vatican under fire for linking gays to pedophilia. Well, I mean, that's like linking fish to water. It's not saying all gay people do that, but most of the priests that are doing this are homosexual. And they also like children. I mean, you can have heterosexual pedophiles, but this is predominantly homosexual pedophiles. I mean, you can't say the sky is blue and water's wet. I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, they can't have their cake and eat it too. Criticizing the Catholic Church needs to be criticized. But the Catholic Church is pointing out what's going on here. Brown takes on Murdoch over web paywalls, Financial Times of London. Army to court-martial birther officer, MSNBC. Obama heralds nuke talk. And that dovetails with nuclear blast victims would have to wait for federal aid. Obama says terrorist nuke risk is growing. Yeah, the risk of them staging it is certainly growing. Election 2012, Barack Obama, 42%, Ron Paul, 41% in a major poll. That is just some of what is coming up today. There's also another article at Infowars.com by Cassandra Anderson, Epic Corruption and the Whistleblower. You've heard about the Whistleblower Supreme Court case, and you've heard about laws in Congress trying to repeal whistleblower protection. They are now arresting U.S. citizens that expose government corruption. We have Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joining us on Tax Day tomorrow. He sent us this original video, and now we've written an article about it at Infowars.com. We're going to work on getting the local group in Los Angeles that's been exposing this on the show. It is just unbelievable until you realize that it's actually happening in America. That is some of what is coming up. I was on with Popper. What's his first name, Jaron? John Popper. Jaron knows some of the people from Blues Traveler. I was on Mancal Muller this morning, as I am every Wednesday morning, for about 15 minutes, and I couldn't even get a word in edgewise. John Popper, a Blues Traveler, was making jokes about world government and government-sponsored terror and saying world government doesn't exist, but if it did, it'd be a good thing because he likes Star Trek and world government is in Star Trek. But that's just the natural function of things. So it doesn't exist, even though it's all being announced, and it's authoritarian, unelected, run by eugenicist banks. So it doesn't exist. That's doublethink and Crime Stop, Orwellian terms. But it doesn't exist, but it is good, you have to understand. And it's very funny. No, this nation, this world, going into hardcore bondage is not funny. Is not cute. The super rich who are immune from taxes at the international level are now sucking dry the producers of this country and making the majority of the population dependent on them. That isn't cute. That isn't funny. And what did Patrick Henry say in a speech at the Virginia Convention, March 23rd, 1775, as the states were preparing, the colonies who were about to become states were preparing to go to Philadelphia and vote for independence and the Declaration of Independence? It is natural to man to indulge in the illusions of hope. We are apt to shut our eyes against a painful truth and listen to the song that the siren till she transforms us into beast. Is this the part of wise men engaged in the great and arduous struggle for liberty? Are we disposed to be of the number of those who, having eyes, see not, and having ears, hear not, the things which so nearly concern their temporal salvation? For my part, whatever anguish of spirit it might cost, I am willing to know the whole truth, to know the worst, and to provide for it, to prepare for it. Patrick Henry, 1775. I am disgusted by slugs, by people that live in denial, who worship at the feet of the goddess denial. Those who worship at the feet of rationalization and sophistry and mental gymnastics to deny clear and present tyranny on 1,000-plus fronts, growing in intensity and strength and frequency all around us, devouring our people, destroying our name, turning us into chattel debt slaves as a paramilitary web descends and tightens around our throats like a 14-foot boa constrictor. I know not what course you will take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. I will not be transformed into a beast, into a servile, domesticated, dumb animal. I am free as my forefathers were, and I will fight until the end that my progeny and their progeny will enjoy the fruits of liberty. That's why I study history and politics and the art of infowar, so that my children and their children may be free men and women who can travel to the stars. I fear not death of my body. I fear not death of my name or the destruction of my treasure. But I do fear for the species. We are all part of a greater family. I fear for our race. I fear for our civilization. I know that the worst of man are in control of society and are rapidly accelerating their program of dehumanization and wanton bloodlust and sadistic destruction on a scale the planet has never even imagined. I know the true nature and the mind of our enemy. And that is why I'm so disgusted with those that are willfully and aggressively ignorant. They're not just ignorant, they love their ignorance, and they hate those of us who are not ignorant and who are animated with the incredible spirit of liberty in this contest against the control freaks and against lesser men, against the envious, against the controlling, against the petty, who form collectives and armies against free mankind. I am here to rally humans who have liberty and freedom burning volcanically in their breast, infusing their bones with titanium fury, animating our minds with a brush fire that will spread across the planet and sweep the disease of collectivism away. I pledge everything I am, everything I'll ever be, my family, my treasure, my honor, everything in this contest, because when you understand what we're facing, you realize there is no other choice. There is no other course that we can take. And I challenge our listeners and our great activists who support us and Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and the films and all the work we do to redouble your efforts and to not see Alex Jones as your leader, but to see God and the animating spirit of liberty that flows from our Creator as our King and as our model to stand against darkness. When you build me up, you pull yourself down thinking that I'm here on the front lines, your champion, David against Goliath, when our course is all of us, David against Goliath, all of us realizing that it's up to you looking in the mirror to become animated with freedom to set your soul on fire and to step up on the battlefield.
You can't live without food, can't live without water, you can't live without being prepared. And you can't live without Standbirds. Standbirds.com offers hunting, shooting, camping, and preparedness supplies at low discount prices. Get ready! Standbirds.com has a long list. Ammunition, air guns, archery, and firearm accessories. Books, backpacks, decoys and DVDs, scopes, water filters, solar panels, tents, knives, and reloading supplies. Holsters, crossbows, compound bows, muzzle loaders, tactical gear, target throwers, cases, bags, personal care, and pet products. And we told you a long list, so long it won't begin to fit in this radio ad. So go to Stambertz.com today and see for yourself. That's Stambertz.com. We have the hunting, shooting, and camping gear to meet all your outdoor needs at low discount prices. Stambertz.com, Patriot-owned, reliable service, high quality. What more could you ask for? Stambertz.com, hunting and preparedness supplies you can't live without.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
They did lots of bad, bad things.
You loved someone so much you thought your little heart was gonna break in two. I didn't think so. You ever tried with all your...
Let's get into the economy, and then I'll get into the nuclear false flag hype coming out of the Barry Sitaro, a.k.a. Barack Obama, White House. IMF prepares for global cataclysm. This is from Zero Hedge, Mark Faber. All the pundits thought that the IMF would be on the hook for just 10 billion pounds. The IMF has just announced that it is expanding its new arrangement to borrow multilateral facilities from its existing 50 billion by a whopping 500 billion to 550 billion. The current lending participant group of 26 entities, that's our nation's tax money, will be increased by 13 new members, all of whom will contribute token amounts of capital. The one country most on the hook for the IMF expansion is the United States of America. That's right. Hundreds of billions a year going to the IMF and World Bank for private banks to be able to use the money to go in and take over state governments in the United States, national governments on a planetary scale to take over private corporations. They use your money, $500 billion to $550 billion additional dollars and pounds, euros, however you calculate it. Meanwhile, the entire income tax only brings in $900 billion a year. And every stinking cent of it goes to the regional arm of the IMF and World Bank, the Federal Reserve, the enemy of the Republic, the parasitic, wart-covered giant tick that sits atop our nation, sucking us dry. And the IMF says they're doing this, getting ready for a global financial collapse. We have New Jersey, we have Illinois, we have California, we have Michigan, and as many as, in some numbers, 20-plus states, a lot of news says 10 states, on the verge are already in bankruptcy with the federal government coming in with more taxpayer money. And then interest is paid to the private banks for our right to use the supposed public money as they debase the currency further and gold explodes in price. Great story from Economic Collapse up at Infowars.com. 12 reasons why millions of Americans are incredibly angry about the state of the U.S. economy. Number one, there simply are not enough jobs for everyone, and those that are there are lower paying as the taxes go up. Number two, more Americans than ever find themselves having to rely on the U.S. government just to survive. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, 39.4 million Americans, a new all-time record, received food stamps in January. That's the modern soup line. This was up 22% from the year earlier. In fact, the number of Americans on food stamps has hit an all-time record for 14 consecutive months. Number three, foreclosures continue to set records across the United States. And as I told you a year and a half ago, the banks took the trillions and then shut down lending because they want to destroy the economy so they can consolidate it. Reality Track, the California-based authority on property trends and valuations, projects there will be 4.5 million home foreclosures before the end of the year. If you figure four people per household, that is another 18 million people that will be forced out of their homes. Number four, as unemployment and foreclosures continue to soar, tent slums have started popping up all over the United States. And states like New York are pushing for a tax on these people. Is this why our founding fathers fought and died, so we could all live in tent slums as big fat cats on Wall Street roll around in their bailout cash? And Neil Armstrong is criticizing Obama for talking about slashing the, what, $10 billion bucks a year or so that NASA gets? That's nothing compared to the $1.8 trillion the Pentagon gets. $1.1 trillion on budget, another $700 or even more billion on top of that, and they're talking about getting rid of NASA, basically. I'm not saying it's good one way or the other. The point is, you get $28 trillion to the banks the last year and a half, NASA can't have $10 billion. They've got to cut your sheriff's department by half, because everything has to go to the bankers.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com and use promo code radio or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, high noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. We're here live. Thank you for joining us, blasting out on the AM and FM dial, global shortwave, satellite, XM radio, number one radio podcast online, Infowars.com, one of the top free iPhone apps, 5 stars on our free radio iPhone app at Infowars.com. And we just continue to grow. The number one viral videos on the web, the number one and number two top independent news websites in the world, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Thank you all for helping us get the word out and making our InfoWar the success it's been. And we're growing exponentially, and the enemy can see that exponential growth curve and is worried, and so we're taking heavy enemy demonization fire in the InfoWar. That means we're over the target. We will continue to pound them and pound them hard. And I want to thank you all for replenishing our treasury in the InfoWar. You do that by buying ball caps, T-shirts, the ball caps and T-shirts and bumper stickers and citizen rule books. Get the word out about who we are, what we stand for. That's the main event, but it also supports our operations. 2 new films coming out in the next week. Tomorrow at 3 p.m. Central, when the radio show ends, we will launch at PrisonPlanet.tv, the 2-hour, 20-plus-minute film. 4PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers. It will premiere there at PrisonPlanet.tv, Invisible Empire, New Order Defined. And yes, we're shipping the DVDs out yesterday and today for Invisible Empire, so many of you will be getting them today and tomorrow and by Friday all over the United States. Unless you ordered it with Police State for the Rise of FEMA, then that starts shipping out next week because we have a discount. We can order both DVDs together and save $5 on the two new films. Those will be shipping out next week. Though those DVDs, some of those have already arrived. The rest are arriving next week for Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. Why are both these films so important? Well, one shows the globalist history of crime, their current operations, how they set up front groups, roundtable groups. Amazing film, 18 months in the making. And a year in the making, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, shows the sound cannons, the microwave guns, the FEMA camps without a shadow of a doubt, the COG system, the executive orders, the governor's council, Homeland Security, NORTHCOM, riot police attacking citizens, troops on the streets, troops doing gun confiscation drills nationwide in places like Iowa, Hardin, Montana. I mean, it's 2 hours, 20-plus minutes long, 30 minutes of extras. There's 3 hours of material on both DVDs, and I want to thank all of you that have ordered the films. You make what we do here possible. And if you want to order the films, if you haven't ordered them yet, want to have viewing parties and make copies and show them to people and air them on Access TV and join us in the great info war, be part of history on the side of justice and the truth, Infowars.com is the coordinates to order the DVDs online, or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139, or see them both at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can also watch the live TV show we do each day in the third and fourth hour, sometimes the whole show, but always the third and fourth hour. All my previous films in high quality, my book, Paul Watson's book, both out of print now, e-versions there, thousands and thousands of radio shows, a higher quality 64-bit podcast, 64-kilobit audio on the video. It's all there at PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay. Why do central banks, when they take over a nation, private central banks with the Federal Reserve Act here, Bank of England in England, the Communist Manifesto 1917, when they took over, why do they set up a central bank and an income tax? Because this is global government of, for, and by the central banks. This is a global banking dictatorship. Now openly announced, world government, global constitution signed by the banks that our countries will supposedly follow. Carbon taxes, energy taxes, increased income taxes, value-added taxes, increased sales taxes. As they basically get rid of NASA, as they slash the sheriff's departments and fire departments, as they slash your precious welfare, as they slash the student loans, as they increase the interest rates, everything in a Nigerian or Argentine or what we've seen in other parts of Europe where the banks have done this, over 90% of the money ends up going to the bankers. Already 100% of the income tax goes to them. All the other federal taxes and regulations and tariffs, that funds the government. But the banks don't want the government funded and not in debt. They want it in debt. That's why they lobby. That's why they give unfunded mandates to the health care bill to the states. Bankrupt, 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 bankrupt. And the Ponzi scheme operators don't go to jail at the end of the Ponzi scheme. They become dictators. It's elementary. And I know you know this as listeners. But if we don't get the word out, they're going to win. Continuing with 12 reasons why millions of Americans are angry about the state of the U.S. economy. As unemployment and foreclosures continue to soar, tent slums have sprouted up. Number five, but even with all these economic problems, the price of food is going up, and many states are passing sales taxes on food now. Rising demand and reduced supply drove supermarket prices from 16 basic foods up 6.2% in the first quarter of this year. Due to the exploding, this is number six, due to the exploding government debt, the American people are going to be confronted with some tough choices. According to Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke, states will soon have to make difficult choices between higher taxes and reduced social spending. Either alternative will slow down the U.S. economy. Bernanke recommends the private bank owner of America increase taxes, and now they have all their puppets on the left and right parroting that. Number seven, meanwhile, corruption in the financial system is running rampant. The CEOs of bailed out regional banks are actually getting big raises. The guy who helped bring down AIG is going to get off scot-free and will be able to keep millions of profits that he made in the process. Number eight, but the biggest fraud is being committed by the boys at the top of the food chain. Whistleblowers come forward with smoking gun evidence of price manipulation by major financial institutions in the precious metals markets. In fact, I want to get that whistleblower on from GATA. Guys, we had that last week. We need that. The scope of this fraud is the trillions of dollars. The American people can't stomach much more of this type of thing. Number nine, almost all financial experts agree that the era of super cheap money is over and that interest rates are about to rise significantly. Less jobs, bigger government, more taxes, devalued currency. This is going to make things much more expensive for most Americans to borrow money, to buy a home, to buy a car, to buy things with their credit cards, or to borrow money for education. Now they've got us where they want us, deep in debt. Now they're cutting it off. Those who already have adjustable loans are going to find a much larger portion of their income going to pay interest. Needless to say, this is going to cause the U.S. economy to experience a significant slowdown. And then we go more into debt at the state and federal level, and the bankers cheer. Number 10, one of the biggest things the American people are upset about is the health care reform bill that was just rammed down their throats. It turns out the health care reform is actually going to be the biggest tax increase in American history. Not only that, but because of taxes and mandates imposed on health insurance companies by the legislation, health insurance premiums are about to rise by at least 32%. So where will the average American family get the money to pay for these increases? Number 11, in addition, the new health care law that was supposed to give us all much better health care is actually going to force the cancellation of at least 60 doctor-owned hospitals. Number 12, the reality is the Americans are increasingly becoming detached and disenchanted with the lack of leadership in both political parties. Approval ratings for leaders in both parties are extremely low, and anger at politicians is an all-time high. How does the establishment respond? Militarizing the police. The Tea Party movement is just one symptom of the seething anger many Americans feel. While many Americans are gathering together at large protest rallies to demonstrate against both the policies of the government, and others are expressing their displeasure on blogs and websites. And it goes on. And what does CNN and MSNBC and the White House do? They claim, oh, it's not about banks raping you or losing your jobs. It's not about the banks stealing $28-plus trillion. It's not about them announcing all these new taxes. No, you don't like black people. Just invoking race, cramming race in there. It's like you come up to your house and a black guy, a white guy, a Hispanic, an Asian, and a couple other white guys, and a Jewish guy, and a Chinese guy, and a whole bunch of people are robbing your house. And you walk over and you go, hey, I'm angry, you're robbing my house. And they say, shut up, racist. They just throw it out there. Just throw it out there to further divide, to further conquer people. And I've seen countless blogs and YouTube videos and rappers and people coming out and talking about Cracker and Cracker's mad, totally buying into Obama's hype. When Obama is, what, 4.9% African? When Obama increased the abortion funding to get rid of more black people worldwide in Africa and the U.S.? When 50-plus percent of blacks are never born, and then watch these fools sit there and buy into it. But I'll tell you who buys into it more is the white yuppies, the self-loathing, hating little control freaks that are into this religion of saying everyone's a racist but them. I could care less. I'm sick of it all. I almost want to come out and just say I'm a racist, even though I'm not, just to say I don't care what you think about me. I'm a racist because I don't want to kill 52% of black people. I'm a racist because I don't want mandatory minimum sentences designed to target inner city people to put them in prison for one drug offense. I'm a racist. I'm a racist because I warn people not to take vaccines because that kills some black people. You know, I don't want them dying. I must be racist. It's just such a religious thing they beat us over the head with their political correctness and their Soviet control. Oh, it makes me sick. I have no guilt. None of your garbage works on me. Just get that absolutely through your heads. Meanwhile, the Democrats are caught attacking their own offices. The Democrats are caught, even in the Associated Press now, wanting to stage events with racist signs at the tea parties. The Black Congressional Caucus walks through crowds trying to start fights, then lies about what people said to him on video, caught red-handed. I'm sick of it. It's a political weapon. And white people need to stop being a bunch of guilty slobs. You were the majority. You had most of the wealth back when we had a middle class. And so you were taught to hate yourself. And when the government says, give up your rights, give up your guns, give up your sovereignty, or you're a racist, you roll over and do it. You better stop letting that propaganda work on you. And the good news is it's not working anymore. And for black folks, your black leaders, almost to a man and a woman, never talk about abortion and how most of the abortion clinics are in your area or how the drugs are shipped into your area by the system. They are a bunch of, I've got the Rockefeller documents, the Margaret Sanger documents, they're in Endgame, where they said in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, we're going to hire a bunch of fake liberal blacks so we can set up a system to murder these animals. They call you animals. They call you weeds. They want to slaughter you and your family, and you love them. It's pathetic. You make me want to throw up. You make me sick in all your righteousness. Growing up, having black people walk past me and go, look at the white devil. Yeah, well, there may be some white devils out there, and there's some black devils working with them, and I'm sure not it. You better find out who the devil is. You better find out real fast. I'm sick of it. Meanwhile, we have another UN document, not the one calling for a green world order or a world government, but another one, this out of the White House, leaked U.S. document calls for global regime to tackle climate change, global taxes. A confidential U.S. government document obtained by the London Guardian highlights the ongoing agenda to create a structure of global governance in the name of combating climate change. Now we have a new Club of Rome document. They're calling in the Euro and in England for arresting people. Arresting people. Oh, they've called for it in news articles, but now they're calling for it in government. Arresting you if you point out the Antarctic and Arctic ice shelves just got bigger. Record level in 30 years. You will be arrested. I mean, is there any doubt about the tyrannus we're facing? Is there any doubt about what is looking us in the eyes? Is there any doubt about the system that we are dealing with here? Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of documents a year. Editorials publicly written by the Financial Times of London and others calling for a global tyranny. The head of the Gaia movement coming out last week and calling for an end of freedom and a planetary tyranny. The good tyranny. And then I see propaganda like this. Nearly half of U.S. households escaped Fed income tax. I see this every day in different news permutations, different configurations. AP's written several of these articles. Nearly half of U.S. households escaped Fed income tax. No, they don't. What do you think Social Security is? You're never going to get any of that money, or you're going to get a tiny amount of it. Don't you know that they just don't hire more people or people get paid lower wages because they've got to match your Social Security? Instead of making $15 an hour, you make 10. Instead of making $16 an hour, you make 11. Instead of making $20 an hour, you make 15. Instead of making $30 an hour, you make 20. All this is passed on to you. And then there's all the other hundreds of fines and fees and taxes. And for the 47% that don't visually see the taxes, you don't get most of those deductions. And it's all written in the fine print. Let me ask somebody working at McDonald's for $9 an hour. Is about 20-25% of your check out of that each time? Do you see that down there, the number you would have gotten versus what you're getting? You're being taxed by the private Federal Reserve. Yes, you're paying. But they're putting this propaganda out there about rob thy brother. And oh my gosh, 47% are robbing the other 53. That money doesn't even go to you. You don't even get any of that. Other taxes pay for your welfare. It all goes to the private banks. Tax day is a dreaded deadline for millions, but nearly half of U.S. households, it's simply somebody else's problem. About 47% will pay no income taxes as of 2009. Either their incomes were too low or they qualified for enough credits, deductions, and exemptions to eliminate their liability. That's according to projections by the Tax Policy Center, a Washington research organization. Let's say you get paid $20,000 a year, and about $8,000 of that gets pulled out in taxes. That's the average. And then you get $1,000 back, like a monkey. You go out to your mailbox, and you never paid attention to the money being taken out of your check, but you go out there and get a check. I got a check from the IRS. I like it. I like it. You like it, huh? You like that? You think that's cute? Think that's funny? Well, there's a reason you're poor. There's a reason there's no upper mobility. There's a reason things cost so much. It's the stinking offshore banks. It's the banking dictatorship. And you're going to live just like people in Latin America or in the poor areas of Africa and Asia and Eastern Europe, okay? Those countries are all run by private banks. That's why they're poor.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Johnny be good.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the evergreens, there stood a log cabin made of earth and wood, where lived a country boy named Johnny be good, who never ever learned to read or write so well,
but he could play a guitar like he was ringing a bell. We are back live. Thank you for joining us. 2 hours with Gerald Salente coming up. We'll also check in with Tax-Free Day, April 15th. Movement getting a lot of traction around the country. We're very honored to support it. I'm going to open the phones up in the first 30 minutes of the next hour, 1-800-259-9231. I want to recap the situation with Obama hyping nuclear terrorist attacks, atomic terrorist attacks, inside the United States, and we're seeing lots of hype in the last year in a preparatory phase for this. Is it just a psychological act of terrorism by the globalists, as we know the Homeland Security admits they've done illegally, or are they preparing us for a real attack? I've got my ears up. I've got my sixth sense tingling here, saying, danger, Will Robinson, danger. Continuing with the tax situation, the big private central bank holders that hold stock in the Federal Reserve are now a year and a half plus into the trillions they've stolen that they promised were to unlock mortgage loans. And they've actually reduced the amount of mortgage loans since then and are not refinancing with people, or they're doing it in even worse terms than people previously had. This is out of the Wall Street Journal. Banks rebel against push to redo loans. And it continues, Bloomberg, feds shouldn't reveal loans, banks vow to tell high court. Well, we've got the memos and the emails from Geithner when he was New York Fed chairman. That's the real office that runs it. Before he was Treasury Secretary, working with his former boss, who was the Treasury Secretary, Paulson, telling the banks, do not tell the public or Congress where the money is going. And we've all got them in testimony. We've got this in Obama Deception and Fall of the Republic. You've all seen them on the news saying, we won't tell you where the money went. And then when it comes out it's illegal for them to do that, they say, we never told anybody not to say where it went. Then Congress says, so where did it went? Where did it go? I'm not going to tell you. I mean, it's just, we need world government. Well, I don't want world government. Shut up, nut. It doesn't exist. Tell us where the money went. No. Well, we have these memos where you told people illegally to hide this from the feds. I didn't do that. Okay, well, where's the money? I'm not going to tell you. I mean, it's just, they couldn't get away with this if the public wasn't just dumbed down, but just doesn't know how things work, isn't interested, and wonders why you're losing your job or getting your pay cut or why they're taking your pension fund or taking part of your pension fund. You're wondering why all this is happening, but you don't care to actually get the facts and stop it. I know our listeners do, but a lot of people out there, they're helpless, and that's why the globalists are doing this. They look at us and they say, these people are chumps. They're just like people in the third world who we've got a police state over. Let's rob them. How bad do we rob them? We rob them something fierce. We never stop. We don't give them quarter. We don't back off. We go all the way. We nail them. And so that's the situation that we face as a society. Meanwhile, Neil Armstrong, Obama hurting space effort. Former astronaut Neil Armstrong has issued a strongly worded rebuke of President Barack Obama, criticizing the president for proposed revisions to the U.S. space program. Armstrong, along with astronauts James Lovell and Eugene Cernan, called the proposal devastating in a letter obtained by NBC News. Yeah, what, $10 billion to the space program? Obama wants to cut it by more than half? I mean, that's chicken feed. But again, NASA is just the fake space program. The real space program is highly classified.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.